I'm going to invite you into a beginning meditation process that you can choose to engage in or not. This is a part of the instructions that I've learned from friends of mine who work in communities that so many of us have been exposed to trauma in one way or the other. And so oftentimes when we come into our bodies and sit down and close our eyes, it can be helpful to orient ourselves in a way. And so I'm going to take us through a few body sequences that you can choose to stay in silence and stillness, or you can engage in just to try it on and see how it feels. So to begin, just begin by moving your head if you'd like and look all the way over to one side. And then turning the other way, just seeing yourself in the space in the room, just getting a sense of the whole space around you. Looking up, looking down, feeling your body in this space being held. And then it can even be helpful to feel the space with your arms, maybe holding your arms out. And then twisting and feeling the space on all sides of you. Just knowing that you are here in this space up above. Bringing your arms down. And then knowing, having a chance to look out the window. Knowing that we're here in a greater world, supported by the natural world. And then allowing your body to settle, leaving your eyes open or closed. If open, gently gazing at a spot in front of you. And knowing that it's available to you to open your eyes at any point. That the instructions are given for you to use to help navigate all the situations that arise. And just as if you were running, practicing running for jogging and that kind of thing, and you had kind of a slight cramp in your side, you might begin to like pause and breathe into that area or walk for a few steps. Just the same in our meditation. We make this commitment to continuity and to connection, but not to barge through, to force, inviting this receptive, friendly quality of awareness. Sometimes it's called loving awareness. And sometimes we may not feel the actual love or tenderness. Even at that moment, if we can invite the seeds to care, the seed of kindness, just allowing this to. For some people, it can be helpful to take a few deep breaths at the beginning of a meditation period. The intention is to invite a sense of relaxation in the body. Inviting relaxation. And at the same time, this quality of alertness, aliveness. Inviting a resting and an energizing. perhaps noticing that with the quality of the breath, maybe the in-breath can be felt as a movement in the body of energy, and the out-breath, a letting go, relaxing. Continuing today with this first foundation of mindfulness of the body, becoming intimate with the body in this moment, not with the idea of the body, thoughts about the body, connecting with the direct sensation, the felt sense of the body. Allowing your awareness to permeate the body. Perhaps starting by allowing the felt sense of the body grounded on the earth. This earth element nature of the body, heavy, still, solid. Feeling into the earth element of the body. Feeling the body connected to the greater earth beneath us. Feeling held by the earth. Our smaller earth bodies sitting on the larger earth body. In the stillness, you may begin to notice the movement of the body. The movement of air. Air inside the body. Air around the body. The sounds that travel through the air, the nature of flow, the arising and passing away of each moment, this insubstantiality. Like a stream, like a bubble in a stream, each moment arising, passing away. For some of us, it can be helpful in this flow of experiences to choose an anchor. You may have settled on one already. Perhaps the breath, sounds, body sensations. Returning to the anchor is like a touchstone for continuity. a way to connect with the body. And is it possible, when we notice that the mind has been distracted, what the mind will do, what the mind does, thoughts, emotions, stories, swept away by pleasure or pain, or lost in the vague insubstantiality? No problem. This is the practice, part of our training of the heart and mind to return home to this moment. When a thought arises that calls to us, that we invite to let go and it reappears, is it possible to turn to the accompanying sensation in the body? Is there a sensation in the belly? Maybe one of the hands or the heart? Is it possible to connect with kindness? And if the judging mind arises, is it possible to connect with kindness to the judge? This capacity of mind that tries to steer us in the right direction. Is it possible to meet all of our mind states with kindness as much as is available to you in the moment? beginning again. Part of the practice is to begin again as many times as necessary. This quality of beginner's mind, meeting ourselves with this capacity for metta, friendliness, loving kindness. And when we get lost, no problem. Connecting again with that felt sense in the body. And for the continuity of your practice, connecting with your anchor, returning again, beginning again. Beginning again. as we finish this morning's period of meditation, I'd like to offer a poem. It's called Eagle Poem by Joy Harjo. It starts off by inviting us to pray, and you may choose to substitute the word meditate or pray, whatever lands for you. Eagle Poem by Joy Harjo. To pray, you open your whole self to sky, to earth, to sun, to moon, to one whole voice that is you. And know there is more that you can't see, can't hear, don't know, except in moments steadily growing and in languages that aren't always sound, but other circles of motion. Like eagle that Sunday morning over Salt River, circled in blue sky, in wind, swept our hearts clean with sacred wings. We see you, see ourselves, and know that we must take the utmost care and kindness in all things. Breathe in, knowing we are made of all this, and breathe, knowing we are truly blessed because we were born and die soon within a true circle of motion. Like eagle rounding out the morning inside us, we pray that it will be done in beauty, in beauty.